Says Mia from Tenbury. No, that is gorgeous. Thank you very much, the little white ball. Michael Infante is the CEO of UK music firm One Media IP and can tell us more about how much revenue these songs are really generating. Afternoon to you, Michael.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Now, so some of these statistics about these hugely successful children's songs are mind-blowing. What do you think it is that makes children's music so popular? Is there any kind of formula to it?
They've got to be simple and they've got to be repetitive to an extent. So, I mean, one of the most repetitive songs, you know, when you think of things like launch of the pop song ends up as a children's party song like the Birdie song. Mm-hmm. You know, these things here are just passed down. The lyrics aren't complicated, which is the whole idea of nursery rhymes, because they were fables. You know, we say, were they written in the 16th, 17th or 18th centuries? Well, of course, the words get changed and altered to suit particular historic events. And it's a way of sort of educating preschool kids back in the day before books and certainly iPads. But, of course, the success of entertaining our kids in the cars or at home nowadays is done by plugging something in, streaming it and then listening. And, of course, the views just clock up and clock up and clock up. We add a little animation to ours as well on the One Media Kids Clubhouse on YouTube. So you can go on there and you can look at all your favourite nursery rhymes reimagined as stories by various artists, from Rick Mail to Anita Harris and David Van Day. And there's a host of artists that read these things and even sing them. So the popularity is built in by parents buying or streaming for kids. Kids don't actually get to choose usually till they get a little bit older, 4, 5, 6 years old.
Wow. And as we mentioned, your company manages Songs for Children. That's the first independent record company to focus on children's material. So say from how what you were just saying about how you build this up then and add more media to it, is this industry is a big investment then?
It is. I mean, I go back many, many years, and I can remember doing a children's compilation with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra of great kids' theme tunes to TV shows and reimagining nursery rhymes and having a full orchestra. And you'd have never thought there'd have been the sort of budgets and money to go into a studio and record this type of product. But that does very well. It ticks along there. And, of course, they're timeless. They don't change. I mean, Bar Bar Black Sheep would have been the same in terms of the metering of the way the verse goes today as it was. Words get changed, and you know, no one's better than that than the way Disney presents fairy tales and reimagine them and rewrite them and become blockbuster movies. So even the stats that you've read out are, you know, probably below the number of streams and views that, you know, not just our business, but a multitude of companies globally, 247 territories worldwide, with their own specific little takes of various fables and local stories.
Wow. So could you see this industry getting even bigger?
So, sorry, can you repeat that?
Could you see the industry getting even bigger?
There's plenty of headroom. Children, as they become certainly more IT literate, and you know what it's like with kids, the threshold of boredom, they want more and more and more. They're perhaps necessarily different to the kids of the 1950s and 1960s, where, you know, you were sat with a record, a piece of vinyl, where you only had 4 or 5 choices. Now the world's their oyster. There are thousands of tunes and then probably eventually hundreds of thousands. But it's the old favourites that they tend to go back to.
So how much revenue are these songs really generating?
You know, it's very difficult to answer that on a global basis or even a UK basis. I'm carrying out some research at the moment, actually with some other colleagues in the BBC, doing some stories and trying to work out what is the finances that these things are drawing in. Much of what's on YouTube, of course, you don't have to pay to watch. Our own channels, you know, the Kids Clubhouse and One Media Music, it's free because obviously you get some adverts or pop-ups. And so consequently, the revenue streams are very difficult to understand. But generally speaking, on an average year, if we think that the music industry can be sort of taking at any one time $38 to $40 billion a year, growing to about $100 billion a year in the next year or so, children's product, the regular children product, is easily going to be between 10 and 15% of that.
Wow. So which do you go for as the biggest children's song, Bar Bar, Black Sheep or Baby Shark?
Well, do you know what? My favourite kids product was from the old Gerry Anderson shows. You remember Thunderbirds and all those things. So, and of course, theme tunes play a big part. Fireball XL5 was my favourite. Tom Spencer, I Wish I Was a Spaceman. And I bet you haven't played that on the BBC for probably around
about 40
years.
I wish I was a fireball, fireball.
That's it, you got it.
I love that one. You could see the strings, but I still loved it. or Marina, Aquamarina.
Oh, wonderful.
They were great. Wonderful.
The characters based, the female characters, all then based on Sylvia Anderson, and the Thunderbird puppets based on, I can't remember now whether it was Scott Tracy or Gordon Tracy, based on Sean Connery.
Really?
So there we go. When you start looking, oh yeah, Gerry had a great sense of humour. Scott, Alan, Virgil, Gordon and John, the five brothers, were aptly named after the first astronauts the Americans sent into space.
Oh, there you go.
Mine of useful information, mate.
There you go. Michael, brilliant to speak to you. Thank you so much.
Lovely. Pleasure to speak to you. Keep playing the good music.
Oh, will do. Take care. That was Michael Infante, the CEO of UK music firm One Media, which also manages Songs for Children, the first independent record company to focus on children's music. Still time to let me know what was your favourite song as a child. Maybe you loved singing Humpty Dumpty at the top of your voice, or perhaps Twinkle Twinkle Little Star was more your thing. Here's how to get in touch.
Text 81333. Start your message with HW.